sailing, I am sailing home again, across the sea, I am sailing, stormy waters, to be near you, to be free. I am flying like a bird across the sky. I am flying, passing high clouds to be near you, to be free.
And here we are, swaying in the studio. Good morning, everyone. This is Trish Palminari. And yes, it's not David Marshall. He's actually off somewhere. And surprise, surprise, here I am, standing in for him and having a chat with Shire President Michelle Campbell for this week's Shire Chat. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Trish. And how are you going?
A bit nervous on the in this chair. David does such a great job of this program. And
David and I have had this discussion about, you know, the hand in a bucket of water. So, you know, you take the hand out and someone comes in and fills in behind. So, I'm very excited about having a chat with you.
It is quite exciting. Yes. For those of you that don't know, I work at the Shire of Harvey as well, and I'm standing in at Harvey Community Radio 96.5, Your Town Talking, for Shire Chat with Michelle Campbell. Now, you chose a beautiful song,
mm-hmm.
Rod Stewart.
I know we're just talking about before we came on air that had Rod Stewart posters all over my room.
Yeah.
Loved Rod Stewart. And I know Sue Marshall likes a bit of Rod Stewart as well.
I believe she might. Yes. She might have gone to one of his concerts, unlike you and I.
I know. Yes. Yeah. But there's a reason for sailing today.
Yeah, I'd like
today.
To hear why.
Yeah. So I'm very excited about our Lewin scholarships that have opened back up again. So our listeners may recall maybe 18 months to 2 years ago, the Lewin was damaged,
yeah.
And there was some concern that it won't get back up and running again. So it's just fantastic that it has recommenced its sailing trips.
Fantastic.
And, so it's another opportunity again for the Shire, along with our service groups that support this scholarship, so thank you to them as well, that we can open it up to the youth again.
Great. So what do the youth have to do?
Alrighty. So if you're aged between 15 and 25, so we just miss out on this, unfortunately.
Damn.
I know.
Yeah, my birthday was last week.
Oh, there you go. And have a passion for adventure. It's your opportunity to join the iconic STS Lewin, and it's a week-long voyage out on the Indian Ocean somewhere, and having a chat to previous recipients and that have enjoyed this adventure. It's a building up on their leadership, their teamwork, and of course they create so many lifelong memories. We don't hear about the seasickness, we just don't talk about that. And it's so this is aiming at trying to get as many young people back on deck.
Excuse the pun.
And the applications are now open.
Right, and I think they're a bit different this year. We're keeping them open all year round, is
all
that correct?
All year round. Yep. So, and the applications, there's an assessment process. Once you've applied, we have an advisory group called the Community Sail Training Trust Advisory Group.
Right.
And that's has some counsellors represented on there, plus representatives from our service groups. And there is a process that you go through with your application. And, so go online, have a look. It's all on our Shire website. Really support this one, and I love this one, and I love having a chat to the kids that go, just about to depart, and then you get them to come back and have a chat to their service groups and to counsel about their experience. And a lot of them actually go back on a volunteer basis well afterwards. So very successful and, great opportunity for our youth.
Wow. Well, we better get one of those volunteers to come along and have a chat on radio with you one day, maybe.
Wouldn't that be fabulous?
Well, we can arrange that, I'm sure.
I'll leave it up to you, Trish.
Thanks so much. We'll make that possible. For those of you that have just tuned in, we're on Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM. It's Your Town Talking, and we are speaking with the Shire President, Michelle Campbell, from the Shire of Harvey. So we've just had a chat about the Lewin and the ocean, and while we're on that side of the Shire, I thought we might have a little chat about the incident that occurred on Friday.
I'm sure most listeners are aware of this, certainly those down around Australind. And I know there's lots of residents down at the southern end of the Shire that listen to 96.5, so they tune into this. So firstly, our thoughts go out to George, who was the traffic warden at a crossing on Paris Road. There was an incident last Friday. So we wish George a speedy recovery. So as listeners may be aware, there was a George manages a pedestrian crossing on Paris Road, and the one further north near Ashes, Australian Senior High School, is unmanned. So now we have two pedestrian crossings on Paris Road that are unmanned. So I just want to put a shout out to our drivers that go through there at those peak times when it's really busy on Paris Road, just to go through with care and respect, and keep your eyes open before, those little kids might be running across the road or whatever, but hopefully they're all doing the right thing as well. And to reassure the community that we are working in conjunction with Jodie Hands, MLA, who's a member for Collie Preston, and Main Roads to come up with a solution as quickly as possible for Paris Road. And the Shire's actually put out some electronic messaging.
Great initiative.
Yeah. Well done, staff.
Well done, Shire staff.
Yeah, just to remind drivers to remain alert as they drive through that particular area when it's busy. So, very unfortunate incident, but working towards a solution, working hard. And I've just spoke to Jodie Hands this morning, and she's really advocating hard to come up with a solution as well. So, we're doing the best we can as we can.
Well done. It'll be probably beneficial if the audience, the listeners out there, could understand what the jurisdictions are around. So the Shire's responsibilities. So I understand the Shire maintains, it's the Shire's road. It maintains the road, but the hiring of the wardens and the children's crossing is somewhere different. Sits with someone different.
Yes. Yeah, so a unit that's managed by the WA Police is called the Children's Crossing Unit.
Right.
And they are responsible for providing the traffic wardens. So they're not actually volunteers. They actually get paid.
Oh, okay.
So currently I've been advised that there are two people undergoing training. So they don't just identify them and say, here's a flag, out you go. There is a whole training and selection process for these traffic wardens. Yes. So there are two that are currently undergoing training, and I've been advised that hopefully we will get at least one as soon as possible onto the Ashes crossing. Yep. And but there is a shortage of these traffic wardens. So if one is unwell or resigns for whatever reason, there's no pool for them to draw on. So I suppose we're advocating as well for anyone that's interested in fulfilling that role, reach out to the Children's Crossing Unit. Great at working hours, and you get school holidays.
Absolutely.
You know, there's lots of benefits. So if you've got a little bit of spare time on your hands and you think, oh, this might be a job for me, please reach out to the Children's Crossing Unit, and they are responsible for recruiting, training and placing these traffic wardens out there to keep our students safe.
Yeah, so anyone out there interested in becoming a traffic warden, please do as the Shire President asks, get in touch with the unit, and it's just such a great service for our kids, keeping them safe our community. So it's really good to see them out there. And if you like wearing white, well, the job's made for
and
you.
And waving a little orange flag around.
Woo-hoo.
Yes.
You haven't been tempted to do it yourself?
No. Actually, I said to Greg, to my husband, I said, oh, here's a job for you, but I don't think he's patient enough.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, he's pretty busy with his wildlife stuff, isn't he?
He is busy with that. So just another opportunity to get him out the house. But anyway, we'll leave that one where it is.
Mind you, I don't think you're in the house that much.
I'm not. No. So, but great opportunity for anyone that's got some spare time on their hands.
Great. So it's getting colder and we're all tempted to cut a little bit of wood and start those little fires and warm up. So I believe there's still a restricted burning.
Well, it's ended.
Oh, it's ended.
It's ended. So,
great.
So can't you smell the smoke through the air now? You know, people are lighting up their little fire pits and everything. And I don't blame them. It's got a bit chilly lately. But just a reminder that the restricted burning period has ended and permits to burn are no longer required. But you still have to follow all those safety requirements to help protect our community.
Yes.
So go and check the fire danger rating if you want to burn off a little bit of vegetation on your block. Just check that. Still register your burn with DFES so they know what's happening, and the community doesn't panic when they get that smell of or waft of smoke coming across their property. Be mindful that smoke does impact on people, and particularly their washing. You know, you're guaranteed to hang your washing out on the line.
Absolutely.
And then someone lights a fire. So, and make sure you comply with the relevant health and fire safety legislation. But the restricted burning period has ended, and you can go and get your load of wood and light those fires to stay warm. I love my fireplace.
So do I. Yes. So do I. And we've got the forest next door, and we're always hearing chainsaws during the weekend.
Yeah.
People up there chopping a few, you know,
legally,
limbs,
I hope. Oh,
limbs
yes.
that are actually on the ground. They're not chopping trees down, of course. But
doing the right thing, I hope. Yes.
So what else is happening at the moment? We've got, I believe, May 1 Friday, we had the Community Grants Program open, which is really exciting.
And you know what? I just ran into Margaret Caboni, who's all excited. She's going to have a chat to Ivani, our grants officer, about some funding for the 90th birthday. Anniversary of the Brunswick Hall. So that's just an example of where community groups can benefit from our community grant funding round. So that's as you said, it's open now, 1st of May, closes on the 5th of June.
Yes.
So there's not a lot of time there, but hopefully community groups have received the warning order, if you like, from us that this is coming up and have put their thinking caps on. So as we said earlier, the program provides an annual helping hand to those local groups and organisations delivering projects that improve the sustainability, events, connectedness, whatever across our Harvey region. To support the applications, our grants coordinator, which is Imani, lovely lady.
Love Imani. And her last name's Harvey. How about that?
Oh, there you go. is that why we employed? One of the reasons.
That's why we employed her. Yes. No, she's just brilliant.
Yes. We'll be hosting one-on-one project discussion centres, sessions throughout May to help you navigate the process. So we have simplified the process, but let's just make sure that all the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. And these sessions are a chance just to talk through your project ideas and how the grants may support your organisation. So these sessions also help ensure you apply in the most suitable category, because we've got a number of new categories now.
That's right, yeah.
So after your discussion, Imani will issue a support ticket number.
Okay.
Which must be entered in your grant application form. So that just, so when it comes through to the advisory group and council that are considering these, all of these applications, we can see that you've actually had that discussion with our staff and you can proceed with it.
That's great.
So the sessions are available in Australind and Harvey.
Great.
Go to our Shire website, of course, and book in for your one-on-one session with Imani.
One source of truth. And Imani does a great job of helping organisations get their applications together, and she's extremely helpful. She's been doing a great job for a couple of years
now.
She has. So.
And, you know, there may be, Imani is also aware of other funding opportunities as well. So it may not fit into our community grant process, but she may be aware of heritage funding or Lottery West funding or whatever that would suit your application. So certainly worth going to have a chat, and she'll give you some fantastic advice.
Great. Shire of Harvey Community Grants Program now open, and just jump onto the Shire's website, harvey.wa.gov.au. For those of you that have just tuned in, it's Trish Palminari. I'm standing in for David Marshall, and I think we're going okay. I'm having a chat with the Shire President, Michelle Campbell, for Shire Chat this morning. So on to our last item, I think.
One of them, yes.
One of them. Oh, we've got a couple more. Fantastic.
Yeah. So, and you're doing a great job, Trish. What could possibly go wrong, as I said, as we're working out the buttons? So don't worry, David. You might have to come and sort out the buttons when you get back, but we're fine, hey?
It'll be at the end of the program when I actually have to kind of not press the delete button.
Yes. Did I record that or not?
Exactly.
But we're going to have a chat, public health plan, yeah?
Oh, of course, yes. Yeah. So that went to council last week, the week before. For endorsement for public comment.
Yeah. So listeners may not be aware that under the Local Government Act, we as a local government are required to prepare and implement a public health plan.
Right.
So it's another initiative that local governments are required to do. And the plan identifies local public health needs and functions and how we as a local government intend to deliver, monitor and report on those. So it's a very detailed report. A lot of work's gone into that. And it looks at things how the local government can invest in infrastructure, such as our sport and rec infrastructure. It looks at health and well-being events and how we can support them. And our libraries are a great example of where we fill that space within local government, right through to environmental health issues and climate change and the like. So there's lots of information in there. And now, as you said, Trish, Council has endorsed that to go out for public comment. So it's on the Shire website. Please go and have a read of it. And give us some feedback if you think, yep, we're on target, we're doing the right thing here, or have you thought about this, or how about this? You know, some change the wording or the like. So it's really important that the community have a read of it and get back to us. And then I believe it's coming back in June.
June.
For endorsement by a council.
Yeah. So I know there was a fair bit of community consultation prior to the plan going to council for endorsement, for public comment. There was a great forum held here in Harvey at the HRCC in the boundary there. So there's been a fair bit of consultation, but encouraging anyone else that has an interest in health and public health, please have a look at that plan. Jump on the Shire's website and just simply send us an email and let us know if you've got some thoughts. They're all welcome, of course.
Yeah. And I see submissions close Tuesday the 19th of May.
Right.
So
important date.
A couple of weeks,
yep.
I think.
Yep.
To have a look at it and give us some feedback.
Fantastic. Mm. Great. Now we've got a very, very special day happening this
haven't
Sunday. Haven't we?
Yep. It's Mother's Day.
Yay.
Yay. So some may say every day is a Mother's Day. I always say to Greg, every day is a Father's Day.
I think so.
Yes.
So every day is just a day.
Every day is a day. So happy Mother's Day to all those really incredible mums, grandmothers, carers, and those mother figures.
Absolutely.
In our community. So this Sunday, we celebrate you. And thank you for everything that you do to make our families and our community stronger. So happy Mother's Day this Sunday. I hope your family's got something planned for you. And yeah.
So what are you doing on Mother's Day?
I'm actually going to my sister's for brunch.
Right.
Yeah, she always puts it on and we don't have to do a thing. So we just float on down there and have a cup of tea and some scones or whatever Tone's put on for us and enjoy Mother's Day. But it's really special for my daughter because she's got 2-year-old Molly.
I know. How is Molly? We love Molly.
Yeah, she's going really good. I'm actually going to take her to the park, I think, this afternoon while
the weather's
nice.
Oh, the weather's great. Yes.
She runs around and I don't have to do too much.
Yeah.
Bouncing and swinging and the like.
Which one's your favourite park?
I can't say. Listen, I go to a number of parks.
Thought you might. In the Shire, of course.
In the Shire too.
Yes.
But living down at Australind, I go to Clifton Park.
Nice.
And that's a great one because they've got that nature park, but they've also got the younger park, you know, the park for the younger kids as well. So Molly goes down there, then transitions up to the logs and rocks climbing and everything at Clifton Park. So that's a great little one there.
Great.
And I always love the one at Ridley Place.
Yes,
because she
isn't
ends
that
up
fantastic?
Down near the water chasing seagulls. And I love that open space there that she runs around. We take a ball. I don't run. She runs.
Yep.
I yell, Molly, stop, stop. She never listens to me. But
you're that grandmother.
Squawking like the seagulls. So that's my plan while we've got this beautiful weather with us.
Well, enjoy that and have a wonderful Mother's Day. And thanks again
too,
for
Trish.
Coming along.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yeah, so it's actually not gone too bad, I think.
I think we've done all right.
Yeah, I think we've done all right.
Yeah.
Now, I've never heard of this song that you've picked, so I'm really interested in listening to it. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. It's Trish Palminari. David will be back next week, and I'd like to say thank you to Michelle Campbell, Shire President of the Shire of Harvey, and we'll be tuning out with this lovely song from...
It's called the Mother's Day Song by Bryant Oden. Now, listen, listeners, I was going to go for a really sentimental song for Mother's Day, but when I listened to this one, I thought, this is what I used to do when I was a Mother's Day. I'd cook toast for Mum in the morning, which was always burnt, cold, and make a really cold cup of tea and then sit on the end of the bed and watch her eat and drink. So I thought this one brought back lots of memories of what I used to do as a kid for my beautiful Mum. So happy Mother's Day to my Mum as well, and I hope you enjoy it.
Fantastic. Well, let's have a listen. And I bet she loved that toast. She would have loved everything, whether it was cold, burnt, whatever.
Yes. Good on Mum.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.
Every day you keep me safe and warm and loved and fed. But today's your special day. It was my turn instead. So I got up at 5 a.m. I've been working hard since then. Some things I didn't get quite right, next year I'll try again. Just for you I did my best to cut my own hair. Some places came out pretty good and some are kind of bare. I washed all your nicest clothes but the washer wasn't free. So I used the dishwasher, pretty smart of me. Remember no one's perfect, every kid has faults. Remember it's the thought that counts more than the results. My heart was in the right place even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Mother's Day my love for you is strong. I vacuumed really quietly, I didn't use the power. I cleaned your dirty iPad screen, I held it in the shower. I painted all the ceilings, it was easy with the mop. Now the carpet's painted too with cool rainbow drops. I answered all your work emails with just leave me alone. And we gave a prince from Scandinavia alone. I watered all the houseplants with the garden hose. I forgot to turn it off, sometimes that's how it goes. Remember no one's perfect, every kid has faults. Remember it's the thought that counts more than the results. My heart was in the right place even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Mother's Day my love for you is strong. Your car shiny inside and out with lots of olive oil. Who knew that oatmeal splatters up so high and far on boil? I tried to make you orange juice but I spilled it on the floor. I tried to fry you bacon, we don't have a stove no more. Since you can't really cook this week, I called the pizza place. I emptied out the fridge and freezer so there's enough space. They should be here anytime, 2 dozen pizza pies. I paid with your credit card, I hope that you're surprised. Remember no one's perfect, every kid has faults. Remember it's the thought that counts more than the results. My heart was in the right place even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Mother's Day my love for you is strong. My heart was in the right place even though I did it wrong. It was all to say on Mother's Day my love for you is strong. It was all to say on Mother's Day.